And we will go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, we are just so excited about today. We thank you, O Lord, for this day that you have made. We thank and praise you, my God, for allowing us to rejoice and be glad in it. We thank and praise you, Lord, for a good night's sleep. And we woke up this morning with all the activity of our limbs and of our minds, O God. We thank you, Lord, that you told us that it's in you we move, we breathe, and we have our very being. And we are experiencing that as a result of what you said, as the reason, and as manifested by our being here on this PMC call. Lord, we thank and praise you that today is Joni's birthday, and tomorrow Marie Preston's birthday. Father, we thank and praise you that you are showering down blessings on them and perfect health in the mighty name of Jesus, and peace and joy and prosperity and everything else that goes along with your word. Then John 3:2, that you want us to prosper and be in health as our soul prospers. Father, we thank and praise you for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts and the D.A. De Leon family, Lord, for just being obedient. You told them to go, and they did it. And so we ask, oh God, that you continue to prosper them, that you continue to order their footsteps, that you continue to be that lamp unto their feet and the light unto their path, that you continue to bless them with wisdom. And Lord, while you're doing all that, and please continue to bless them with sweet rest, because we all have to take away and get some rest. Father, we thank and praise you for our speaker this morning, Coach L.A., who will bring a mighty word of God. He already said he's going to step on some toes, so we need to come before you at the table with our steel-toed shoes on. Father, and we know that that word will be transforming. We know that it is a rhema word that we will hear this morning. And Father, we know that we will be able to use it to benefit not only us, but someone else as well. Now, Lord, we thank and praise you for blessing his family, his business, his ministry, and everything that has to go to do with that. Father, continue to bless their going out and their coming in. And now, Lord, we thank and praise you for each and every family member who is on the call this morning. You know what we stand in need of. And Father, we just thank you for answering our prayers, Lord. We thank you for your will in our lives, O God. Father, and then we just command the airwaves to line up with the word of God. We are just confident knowing that this call is going forth with clarity, and not a morsel or a tittle will be dropped. Not a line will be dropped this morning, oh God, because it is saturated, cleansed by the blood of the Lamb. And Father, nothing can stand against the blood of the Lamb. We give you praise this morning. We give you honor this morning, and we daily seek to please you in everything we do and say. In Jesus' name, amen. I will now turn the call over to our host, Minister Benita. Are you there?
I sure am, Minister Willa. Can you hear me, my sister?
Hi. Yes, I can, my sister. I love you, love you, love you, and it's all yours.
Thank you so much, and give a big bow wow and a hug. Great. You know we love the both of you. Good morning, good morning. Don't mind us, PMC family. We welcome you into the telecommunications sanctuary this morning. It is Tuesday. This is another day that the Lord has made, and we want to thank you for joining us this morning. We have been live since October 25, 2010, so we do not take that lightly, because God placed it on the heart of two awesome women, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we affectionately, I personally can say, call her Dr. Dimples, because she has such an infectious smile, and it's all up in her eyes, and she just wants to do so much for so many. And if you've not had the chance to meet her, you should find out exactly what I'm talking about. And our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who is such a foundation, and she is a mentor and a teacher and a pastor. She is wearing so many hats, but I tell you what, she will push you out that nest when it's time for you to fly. So we appreciate both of these women of God that founded this call, because we stand on the scripture 88:13, but to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. As you notice, Minister Willa opened us up in prayer as she was greeting and seating you in our telecommunication sanctuary. So we do spend a lot of time praying. And if you have a prayer request or a praise report that you want us to send to us, please do so at our new email address. It is info@themasterscall.net. info@themasterscall.net. That's our new email address. Now, we also have a new website, themasterscall.net. themasterscall.net. And I'm telling you, it is fabulous. It is really a very beautiful website. So take the time out and share it with someone, because there all of the archived messages, all of our information is on that website. So you can share it with someone 24/7 and just be a minister in the marketplace for someone. Because you want to enrich, enhance, and empower believers. That is the mission statement of the Master's Call, to enrich, enhance, and empower someone as they begin their day. Be a blessing to someone this day. I want to make sure I get out the way a lot of the housekeeping, because we heard our very special, our very own Minister Lance Weatherspoon, who we call Coach L.A., and I'm going to bring him forth in a minute after I say a few more things. I'm laughing because he just tickles me. He's such a great man of God. Artist International is something that you're going to hear a lot about, ARDYSS, Artist International. We had a fabulous standing room only event that happened last Saturday, where they say they do it big in Houston, and they did it big in Houston because we launched new garments. So if you have no idea what I'm talking about when I say artists, please get to the person that had you get on this call. Even more, prepare for Father's Day. Father's Day weekend, we will be in Orlando, Florida, because it's a family affair. You're going to want to come and be empowered by the awesome men of God. Those are our men of Artists International that we hold high and dearly. So we are all going to be down in Orlando, Florida, and just having a great time. Personally, I'm going to get there a little early and leave it a little late, because there's some things that I want to do, and it's so going to be so much fun. So just stay tuned. There's going to be a call after this call that's going to get more into it, but just put it on your calendar, because there is power in the pen. Put it on your calendar, Orlando, Florida, and that is the 11th, 12th, 13th. That's Father's Day weekend. Remember, I just said pen, so pull it out right now. You're going to want to get a pen and a piece of paper, because you'll want to take some copious notes. Dr. Minister Lance Weatherspoon, I'm sorry, there you go, apologize, Minister Lance Waterman, I know he's laughing now, Coach L.A. already said he's going to step on our toes, so get prepared for that. So you're going to want to pull out a pen and your Bible, basic instructions before leaving this earth, and get ready for the Word of God. As I said, I don't want to take up any of his time, and I'm going to give him a few extra minutes. So here it is. He's married to Lori Hogan Waterman, and they live in the Commonwealth of Virginia. He is the founder of Youth Power Next Generation, YONG. He is CEO and founder of Speak Ministry, which I can attest to. I've gotten some of his material, and it is just fabulous. 10 years owner, founder, and of Mr. Paint It's LLC. 25-plus years working with the men's organization. 14 years experience working with outreach ministries. And I want to tell you, you want to put on your spiritual seatbelt and get prepared for this man that's going to come forth and step on your toes. So be prepared. Don't take it personally. But Coach L.A., are you with us?
Amen. Can y'all hear me?
Yes, sir. I can hear you loud and clear.
Well, good morning. Thank you for that introduction. Thank you all. Thank you for the founders of this call and each and every one of you, because each and every one of us is somebody in the kingdom of God. Amen. This morning, and I'm going to be not before you long, I coined this morning's talk of excuses. Why? Because I mastered in it. I mastered in excuses for so long that the excuse became the truth. And I believe that many of you or at least some of you, will not be as great as you want to be because you have so many excuses why you can't be the greatest FBI agent in this great business we call Artists International. And so I'm going to first define what an excuse is, and then maybe after the definition, you can see why so many people are prone to make excuses and not tell you why they can do it. An excuse is an attempt to lessen the blame attaching a fault or offense. An excuse is a reason or explanation put forward to defend or justify a fault or offense. As an excuse releases you from a duty or a requirement. We're talking about excuses. And why does excuse sound so familiar to you? Because Moses made day five of them. Five, counted five excuses. Moses used five excuses to deny his calling. Five, as many of us do, Moses had many excuses before God on why he could not fulfill his calling. God gave instructions to Moses to bring the Israelites out of Egypt. Moses' response to his calling was to say, well, who am I? In other words, Lord, why are you picking on me? Why you decided to one day wake up and use me for this task? Remember, God came to Moses. Moses responded, who am I? This is excuse number one. I am not qualified to fulfill my calling. How many of you either heard this or have made this excuse yourself? The reason why I chose this topic this morning is because I too have made them. Excuse number two, God had commanded Moses to talk to the children of Israel and tell them what God had told Moses in regard to their deliverance out of Egypt. Moses pleaded a lack of knowledge in that he did not even know God's name, and he didn't know what to tell the Israelites. Excuse number two, it was the lack of knowledge to fulfill his calling. How many of you this morning who striving to be an FBI agent, but at the same time are making excuses why you can't go out of your demographic area and start prospecting properly? Yesterday I gave a call on networking and prospecting. How many of you were stuck in a particular area, won't go out because you're making excuses why you will not be great? Moses had a lack of knowledge to fulfill his calling. That's excuse number two. Excuse number three, Moses' third excuse to God was that he did not believe he had the power to fulfill the calling that God had told him to do. Moses did not believe he could persuade the Israelites that God had actually appeared to him. See, God already told you, I have not given you the spirit of fear. Many of you, when God speaks to you, are not really convinced that God has spoken to you to do what he has told you to do. Moses clearly said, I don't believe I can fulfill my calling. He didn't believe that this was God who appeared before him, even though he saw the burning bush, even though he heard the voice of God. How could you doubt after all of that? Well, if Moses did this, how many of you are doing the same thing this morning? Some of us are hearing the wrong voices, and therefore we are not being as productive as we can. Moses did. That was his excuse number three. Moses' fourth excuse, and we talk about the five excuses Moses used to deny his calling. Excuse number four. Moses' fourth excuse to God was that his speaking and his leadership abilities were lacking. leading the people of Israel could not be his calling because he was not eloquent of speech, nor of a quick tongue. How many of you this morning have decided that Artists International was that breakout that you needed, but you deny yourself this gift because you say, well, I don't know. I can't speak in front of people. I don't know what to say. I don't sound right. Moses said, God said to me, he said, Lance, I will put you before people, make your name great. Don't worry about what to say. I'm going to fill your mouth. You just open it. The obedience is what you need. Many of you are not as obedient as you would hope to be to this call, to this being an FBI agent of Artists International. So this is not my calling, Moses said. Moses said, I don't know how to speak properly. I don't even know. I can't even lead myself. How am I going to lead a group of people out of a location to another place? I just can't do it. This was Moses' excuse number four. His final excuse, Moses' excuse this time, was that he did not desire to fulfill his calling and lead the Israelites out of Egypt. Moses basically asked God if someone else could fulfill the calling that God had given to him. Wow. Does that sound like some of us? Your pastor came up to you and said, you know what, God put you on my heart. I believe this is the proper ministry that you should be in. I want you to pray on it. And you say, why he asked me to do that? I'm not, I can't do that. I don't even like to be around kids. Oh, no, I don't want to serve the elderly. That's not what I don't want to do speak. I don't want to go on street ministry out in the street. I don't want to be knocking on doors. Yet God has given you a command, and you're taking that same instructions, and you're telling God why you can't do it. Remember the definition, the attempt to lessen the blame or attaching a fault or just getting out of something, a reason or explanation to put forward to defend or justify an offense. Does that sound like anybody on this call? When was the last time you made an excuse? When was the last time you used an excuse to get out of a certain situation and being a child of God and doing it at the same time, knowing that it was wrong, but repented for it later on? Or perhaps you didn't repent. We're talking about excuses. We're talking about the reason why we make excuses, because we don't want to admit the truth. A lot of people make excuses because they just don't want to admit the truth. Some people make excuses because they ignore the problem, because it's so much easier to ignore the problem. We saw this in Moses making an excuse. Some people use excuses because the expectation can't be blurred. In other words, in a job, we are expected to do a certain task and do it right. When we break that expectation, we spaz and do anything we can to make sure our trust is secure and our image is not blurred. That's why we make excuses. Does that sound like somebody you know? Does it sound like you? We make excuses because we don't want to encounter the consequences. We're talking about excuses this morning. We see clearly that Moses made five, and throughout the Bible, I'm pretty sure there are more excuses being made. Look at Adam. Adam said, don't blame me. You better blame Eve. Another excuse. We make excuses because we don't want to encounter the consequences. Similarly, excuses flood early on because we don't want to be punished for what we've been doing wrong. Does that sound like anybody this morning? We're talking about excuses. It's time that we stop making excuses, that we face reality, face the truth, face the calling God has given you. If you're desiring to be that FBI agent, stand up and be counted. Stop being a coward. Stop hiding behind your gifts. Stop hiding behind the fruits that God has blessed you with. Because, see, God is not a man that he should lie, but he gave you the choice. And because he's given you a choice, He's not going to force himself on you. If you don't want to be the greatest FBI agent, he will go to the next person. He's not going to hang around and wait for you to decide. Stop playing around with this thing. I put this thing on hold for a whole year and was receiving my commission checks, and it convicted me. I said, I wasn't doing anything, yet I'm still receiving the blessings of God. That convicted me. Somebody called me up the other day, wanted to come into my business from Atlanta. Said, Lance, God sent me specifically to you. That convicted me. I said, here I am in one of the greatest health and wellness companies in the entire world, doing some great things, breakthroughs, testimony, and I'm just sitting on it. God said to Moses, what is it that you have in your hand? He knew what was in Moses' hand. He didn't ask Moses to tell him exactly what he had in hand, because what Moses had in hand was a reflection of who he was. And so God did not give you a gift to squander that gift. God did not put something in your hands for you not to do anything with it. He is not an Indian giver. He blessed you with that gift because he saw sometime down the road that you were going to do something with that. He said, I will make your name great. But because we don't know what we have in our hand, how are we going to strive to be the great FBI agent God wants you to be? You can't be great in this business if you don't know anything about networking. You won't be great in this business if you don't know nothing about prospecting. You get a glimpse of the word, and all of a sudden you think you're a Bible scholar until you meet up with somebody. Many of you are false FBI agents, and you need to stop. Today is the day you stop making those excuses. We make excuses because it makes us feel better. It gives us a false impression. That's what it does. And we talk about excuses. I told you I was going to step on some corns this morning. And I hope that you had your steel tip boots on. We make excuses because it sounds good. Got to be nice. We have to be nice because it sounds good. Stop making those excuses. Yeah, Moses made the excuse, but you see consequently what happened to Moses. He went to Pharaoh in spite of the five excuses. God said, man, enough with that foolishness. I'm telling you to tell them who I am. And so Moses had a dialogue. So I'm saying this morning to you is, what dialogue are you having with God? Or are we comfortable making these excuses? You can't be comfortable making excuses. You can't. Because at some point, you got to be convicted. I know I was. God used certain situations to call your attention to the excuses you are making. God said to me, he said, Lance, I'll make your name great. But making my name great requires commitment, dedication, consistency. If you're not committed to this company, get out of it. I wouldn't want you as a business partner. If you're not going to be consistent, get out of the company. If you're not going to be committed, consistent, and just you just want to make excuses, I don't want you as a business partner. This business might not just be for you. Don't use any excuse to fortify yourself. Don't put off today. Well, don't put off tomorrow what you could do today. Do it. You don't have to be great to start. Just start. Get in the game. Learn the principles. Put some sweat equity into the game. Stop taking the shortcut, because eventually taking the shortcuts will lead to a dead end. Excuses. We all make them, but they're not healthy for us. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this topic, Lord. We say all of you and less of us. God, we pray that we annihilate those excuses, that we get rid of those excuses. God, you said if any of us lack wisdom, you'll give wisdom to us. God, we thank you for the word this morning. We thank you that you have spoken through my vocal cords to your people. God, we pray that all of you and less of us, we decrease that you might increase in the name of Jesus. Lord, we move out the way that you might have your way. We thank you, O God, that we are all great FBI agents, that we will no longer make excuses why we can't prospect our business, why we can't network with other people. Lord, it's not about us, but it's about you. Father, we get rid of that crab mentality, trying to pull people down from becoming great. Father, you said that you would make our names great, and we believe in your word. We thank you that you're not a man that you should lie. Father, we thank you for new mercies, new grace. We thank you for the leadership of this company, O God, the men and women that are standing in one accord, believing in your word, believing on you, Lord God. And so, Father, we thank you for this day, this glorious day. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Minister, back to you.
Good morning. Thank you so much. Okay, I'm just going to ask you to stay around, Minister Lance Waterman, because you were all on my toes. I appreciate that. And could, Minister Tiffany, can you come forward with the prayer request, my sister?
Hey, ma'am. Can you hear me, Minister Bonita?
Yes, ma'am.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, we bless your holy name and we celebrate you today. We honor you because this is the day that you have made and you allowed for each and every single one of us to get up into a new day, God. So we just thank you, Father. We thank you for being our refuge and our strength. We thank you for being our joy, our peace, and our hope, O God. I thank you for the word of God that came forth this morning, the message from Coach L.A., and I pray as he has given us information that will help us to be successful. He has given us information to help us to stop making excuses, to help us stop procrastinating, Father. I thank you for the word this morning, Father. I pray that you would increase in him as he has increased in us, Father, that your word will go forth in us this morning, Father, on this day, Father, that we will change our ways, that we would acknowledge you, that we would seek you first, Father, in every single thing that we do, that we will realize that our strength comes from you. So we thank you for the master's call today. We thank you for each person that dialed in, oh God. We look forward to the favor and the blessings and the increase that we will receive in this day because your favor is upon us and we walk in the favor of God. We walk in the favor that is before us, around us, underneath us, and above us, Father. And I speak deliverance on this line this morning. I speak total and complete healing in the mighty name of Jesus. And I decree and declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. In the mighty name of Jesus, I decree and declare these things in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Back to you, Minister Bonita.
Thank you so much, Minister Tiffany, for bringing our prayer request. I want to give a personal shout out to one of our very own listeners. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Please take these numbers down immediately after this call. It's the motivational call, and that's hosted by our very own Dorothy Cook, Platinum President of Artists International. The number is 530-881-1300, and the access code is 53958#. That's immediately after this call. I know you're going to want to take some more notes and share that information as Minister Lance Waterman was, Coach L.A. was stepping all over your toes as well. There's the playback number is 712-432-1085, and it's the same access code that you called in this morning, 957-677#. So share that with someone and be the minister in the marketplace. Share our number of 712-432-0075. You have that access code. Share that with three people. Be a minister in the marketplace. And don't forget, we will be in Orlando, Florida, Father's Day weekend. Minister Lance Waterman, could you bring, give us our benediction for the day, sir?
Amen, amen. Stop the excuses, stop the excuses. In Jeremiah 29:11, God says, I know the plans that I have for you, plans to prosper you and give you an expected end. God says, I know the plans I have for you to prosper you and give you an expected end. God can't prosper people who use excuses to get to the top. No more excuses. I pray that you have a fantastic, super fantastic day, as my mother, Dr. PK, your ambassador, Roberts, would say. Have a super fantastic day in the Lord. Praise the Lord. Bye-bye, everyone.